have no.
How come the coffee filters aren't better coffee?
I did that the other day.
I was like, I'm sitting there staring at all this coffee, and I'm like, there's not one coffee filter anywhere. Because I went hunting, and I forgot all of it, so I bought one of the deals. And then I opened the box and found out it came with some coffee filters that would have got me by. But instead, I spent 20 minutes in the store looking for coffee filters.
Oh, God.
There he is.
That makes Henry's job really bad.
And Richard, you can start whenever you like.
Henry makes his job really bad. Because they have to set the store up according to corporate.
And Martha is on the line.
On the bottom of the ocean.
What? A boat thing?
Well, Bannon said 20 miles.
Didn't he cause us some problems?
Oh, many problems.
Desires.
Wow.
Desires some?
Waiting to happen. The desires on the bottom of the ocean.
When and where?
Off from Tews Bay. Tews Bay is the only port that would take them.
The only port that would take them?
Really? The only boat that, since they don't have insurance requirements. So, you know, you can't go to Newport, you can't come here anymore, you can't go to Crescent City and kick them out.
Wow.
This boat's owned by a group of Koreans.
Oh.
And it's a slimy old boat. And, yeah, they were the ones that had, they'd back up and just put on whole cow carcasses on the boat. And
did
they
that
down
those eels.
Are we live
those
yet?
Those eels that they have,
things
with holes in them. Okay, we'll call the meeting to order. This is a special commission meeting of the Port of Berkeley Charter Commission, Friday, September 17th, 2021. Roll call, Danielle.
Larry.
Here.
Ken.
Here.
Sharon.
Here.
Richard.
Here.
Joe Spear is absent.
Are there any modifications, additions, or changes to the agenda?
No.
No.
Anybody need to declare a potential conflict of interest?
No.
No.
Take a motion to approve the agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the agenda. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Danielle?
Larry?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. I see no public comments. We have no public presence. Anything online?
Nope.
That brings us to action item. We have one item, which is the General Counsel Services selection. We have a package with two proposals in front of us.
And we also provided Martha's comments. She gave me an email of her comments, so the board wants to read that real quick.
And Martha is on the line.
I guess we're open for discussion.
Well, I reviewed both, and they're both good. I believe that the which one was it? The Miller and Nash one. The port. They represent several ports. And they also have sanitary districts and stuff, so that might help us out as we go forward. As far as costs go, they're very similar from what I see.
I saw them as pretty much a wash in terms of qualifications. I think I leaned a little more toward Cable Houston because of their association with SDAO. They provide counsel and training and advice to SBAO on a lot of issues. So that's the only separation I can see. They both represent ports and municipalities, and they look to me to be equally qualified. So I guess I just leaned a little more toward Cable Houston because of that relationship with SBAO.
Oh,
I'm wondering if the port staff has any interaction with either one of these or any recommendation.
We haven't had any interaction with either company in past experiences with them. kind of the same way as Richard. I, you know, one has experience with SDAO, the other one had a lot of experience with all kinds of puppy entities, and they, like Martha says, they do have mentioned that they have maritime law, which I kind of like that part. Cable Houston didn't seem to mention much about maritime law, so I'm kind of like 50-50 too. It's either one. And like Martha says, it's a relationship. We don't know what the relationship's going to be until we contact them and start the process.
Well, I don't know, maybe I'm easily persuaded, but I was kind of impressed that Cable Houston has done enough research of us to have sort of a depiction of our fort on the cover letter. So, but to me, this is eighth grade less filling. I don't know which way to go.
How long are we giving a year's contract, or what are we doing?
It depends what the board wants to do. I kind of like 2 years contracts. 1 year just happens to go by so quick, but maybe yeah. Want 1 year to see how the relationship is going to be. Maybe
I'm not sure that we would have enough business in 1 year to really understand the breadth of their services. So I would think a 2 year contract would be the minimum we should do, is give us a chance to have them cycle through a couple of times with those views.
How many hours does Martha typically bill us for a month? You know, average for a year?
I don't really have that number top of my head. I mean,
Martha's
online and she might be able to.
Martha?
Say.
Do you know?
I can look.
Just here. Ballpark. How many hours a year? Or a month.
Let me pull up. If you give me just a minute, I can find that out, the total for this last year. Here in my computer system. Okay, with the port.
And this would be an hourly. Is there a retainer up front, or just hourly, straight hourly?
Depends on what kind of work they're doing, too. It will depend on the price. Paralegal work
right.
Versus
right.
It ranges in price.
So it's just an hourly billing.
So I have in my system, it might not be perfect. I have approximately 66 hours that I've billed. In 2021.
Okay, thank you.
Martha, I have a question for you. This is Kim. Do we need an attorney listening in to the entire meeting, every meeting, when we have no potential liability issues to discuss?
No, it's not required by any means. So that's really up to the board's discretion as to how often they want legal counsel to attend meetings. Do you want them there at every meeting? Do you only want them there, you know, if there's something very specific you want them to weigh in on? You know, when I joined, things were pretty squirrely. And up in the air. So that's when I was asked to attend, you know, all the meetings to make sure everything was sort of going as it should and, you know, watch out for issues. But if that's not within sort of the budget, it probably is a better use of funds to, you know, spend that money on other efforts. I mean, you could still have, if you want, like, review the agenda to make sure they don't have any questions or red flags. I mean, that costs money too, but that's completely within the discretion of the court.
you know, my thought is that I don't think we can afford to have them attend all our meetings, but I'm not sure it would be a good idea to have them attend a few to kind of get a feel and flavor for us. You know, to just look at the cold light of day and say, well, yeah, I see your agenda and I know what you're doing and you send me stuff to review. I don't know that they would have as good a, of understanding about how we operate and who we are. And you know, whether that mattered or not, I don't know. But I, if I was an attorney representing somebody, I'd like to know a little bit about my client and understand how meetings are run and, you know, have that sort of thing. We can talk about that.
Okay. The Miller-Nash proposal, they did mention that they would get to know the port at no cost, if I remember reading. Do you remember reading that, Martha? I remember reading somewhere that... Cable Houston, I don't remember.
What did you say?
But that Miller-Nash would meet with the port at no cost just to understand our systems and how we operate. And Cable and... Houston, I don't remember reading that while I was reading through their proposal. So... I kind of like that part, that they would spend extra amount of time without costing us money knowing our system, which I think that's very valuable, too. They need to know how our port operates and
right.
how we do things.
Right.
And that could take several days of understanding the port, where we've been, where we're going. Just to let the board know, too, that we have another boat that's going to be an issue that I've already contacted Martha about. It's Miss Stacy. That it sounds like it's going to come in our hands. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Miss Stacy. It's a big steel boat with 54 feet.
Oh gosh.
It's beyond our capabilities of hauling out.
Unless we strip it out to like to nothing, you know, like bare bones, no fuel, no.
And it's no limit.
Yeah, so it might be a questionable margin hauling it out. So. It's Stacy Kunkel and Kunkel's boat, and the owners passed away, so that their kids inherited it, and there's a loan on it. Now it's going through the lien company. So there's a bunch of things that we haven't dealt with in the past. So it's going to be complicated. At least I feel it's going to be complicated, but that's coming down pretty quick.
So your inclination toward maritime law plays into this?
It is a documented commercial boat that are difficult to navigate.
Are they delinquent to us for funds?
Not yet. But they did cancel insurance.
Canceled their insurance, and their mortgage is due up December 31st. So everything about it's going to run out at the end of this year. And
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
And the boat's not in that great shape either, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. It's not well taken care of.
Okay. All right.
Well, I think also it's a documented vessel. It's got
it has craft permits on it.
So that's kind of, and then they can't sell it because they can't sell it permits because it has a lien on it, what we're understanding. So it is a very complicated situation that they're running into.
Well, the lien holder needs to come get it.
Well, the lien holder needs to figure out how to reconcile the lien because there's some value in craft permits. Those are not giveaway items. So,
right.
I would like to, just reading these two proposals, I don't see where there's a big difference in them. They're both obviously well-established law firms that have lots of experience. The only reason I ask that question is regarding the amount of time necessary at the meetings. We spend an awful lot of time, the majority of our time, where no attorney is necessary. And so I, with Martha's input there, what I would kind of lean for or to would be you, Gary, contact both the law firms and tell them that, you know, just that we don't need you for the majority of our time, but we certainly want to be introduced to you, and we're, you know, trying to decide between two law firms and see where they go with it.
put the ball in their court.
But Ken, it's not all just about them representing themselves here at our meetings online or whatever, but we also have lots of contracts that need to be overseen and leases. And
so but all of those usually come through here first, before they get reviewed.
They do go through Martha or legal counsel first before you guys see them, typically. And we do have a couple leases coming up that we need to review. So, you know, another business is being bought out that's coming up. So, I mean,
I'm open to either one of them. That's what it comes down to.
Well, it's now time to make a choice. So,
I'll stay with the Miller Nash.
Make a motion.
I make a motion that.
I didn't give you a lot of cheer.
Okay. Do you want to try it or do you want that now?
I'll make a motion that, go ahead.
I make a motion that we enter into a contract with Miller Nash to be our legal counsel for a 2-year contract period.
Second.
Any more discussion?
Yeah. Discussion?
Would there be a way out of that 2-year if we butt heads worked for us?
Just with Martha, there is a paragraph where you give a 60-day notice. Either side can give a 60-day notice to terminate the contract.
Actually, in my contract, currently, the court could terminate me anytime without notice. It just required that I give 60 days notice so you could prepare. They may want some notice, but there would be an out.
So that would be in the negotiation phase of this when we get to that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Danielle.
Larry.
Yes.
Ken.
Yes.
Sharon.
Yes.
Richard.
Yes.
Before we move on, right now I'm talking to Martha about contracts. So I'm gonna contact Miller Nash and ask them their contract that they would provide to the port. Martha, you're gonna be around next week? I know it's Christmas week.
Yes. I'll be around.
Hopefully we get it soon. Does the board want to have another meeting? Like next week after Martha and we get the contract, so Martha's still available to us with the contract?
I think if we can get this wrapped up before Martha's term is up and make sure we're covered, that would be in our best interest.
That's so right. So since we got 4 years here to be on you, is there a day next week? Towards the end of the week, it might be better to give us enough time to get everything reviewed.
Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Maybe Wednesday.
Morning, afternoon?
Morning.
Morning?
10 a.m.?
I'm good.
I'll shoot for that. If something happens where I can't get a contract from them or anything else, then I'll let everybody know that.
Well, your intent would be at that meeting we would sign the contract.
At least review it and have the potential of signing it there.
And you're going to have Martha review it before that meeting?
I would hope so, yes.
Yeah. So you said Wednesday at 10.
Wednesday at 10 a.m. 10
to. Yep.
It's worth a lot of money to me to have somebody else read those things.
Oh, gosh. I mean, there's a lot of boilerplate in them, but holy smokes.
Okay, informational items. We know that we've got a derelict boat coming our way, it sounds like, which we can't deal with. So stay tuned. Any comments from the commissioners?
No.
Okay, so our next meeting will be next Wednesday at 10 a.m. to review the contract, and then our next regular meeting will be Wednesday, January 19th. 2022,
Ooh, that's right.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Gotcha.
I'm not ready to go 22 yet.
With that, we will adjourn.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You went too quick. Okay, Travis, so
you
were saying about the desire.
What do you want to bet that thing was underwater all the way before they...